Hours passed in the great dark forest. She dodged the swooping shadow of an owl, hid beneath a broad fern when a fox padded by with glowing eyes, and rested briefly on a mushroom cap that pulsed with faint bioluminescence, as if the woodland itself were trying to help her. At last, just as the first gray promise of dawn touched the eastern sky, Thistle reached a clearing where the trees parted like respectful couriers. In the center stood a towering crystal spire, no natural formation, but something ancient and crafted. It rose from a bed of star-shaped white flowers, and at its peak hovered the strangest sight.